This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Soldiers who staged an uprising in Guinea's capital on Sunday said on state television they had dissolved the West African nation's government and constitution and closed all land and air borders. However, Guinea's defense ministry said an attack on the presidential palace had been repelled. Fighting broke out near the palace on Sunday morning, with several sources saying an elite National Army unit led by a former French legionnaire was behind the unrest. Unverified videos on social media Sunday afternoon showed President Alpha Condé in a room surrounded by Army Special Forces. Condé's whereabouts are not immediately clear. He won a third term in October after changing the constitution to allow him to stand again despite violent protests from the opposition, raising concerns of further political upheavals in a region that has seen coups in Mali and Chad in recent months. Pakistani officials said Sunday at least three paramilitary soldiers were killed in a suicide attack in southwest Pakistan. The country's interior minister says the explosion occurred as a checkpoint security detail was being relieved. He added that some 20 members of the paramilitary forces were also wounded. The attack took place in southwestern Pakistan, around 60 miles east of Afghanistan. A senior member of the local police said a suicide bomber on a motorcycle packed with 13 pounds of explosive rammed a vehicle in a convoy. Islamic militant organization Pakistan Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. The group is separate from the Afghan Taliban, but has renewed its allegiance to that group after the fall of Kabul last month and recently stepped up its campaign against the Pakistani army. This is VOA News. Vietnam's health ministry said on Sunday that coronavirus epicenter Ho Chi Minh City and capital Hanoi must vaccinate all adult residents with at least one shot by September 15th. Vietnam has one of the lowest coronavirus vaccination rates in the region, with only 3% of the country's 98 million people fully vaccinated with two shots and 15% with one shot. The country is battling a worsening COVID-19 outbreak that has infected more than 520,000 people and killed 13,000, the vast majority in the past few months. Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam's business hub, accounts for half of the infections and 80% of the fatalities. Vietnam's prime minister said last week the country could be facing a lengthy battle against the coronavirus and cannot rely on lockdown and quarantine measures indefinitely. Hundreds of thousands of farmers gathered in India's most populous state, Uttar Pradesh, on Sunday, the biggest rally yet in months-long series of demonstrations to press Narendra Modi's government to repeal three new agricultural laws. Local police say more than 500,000 farmers bearing the flags of India and farm unions attended the rally. Over the past 8 months, tens of thousands of farmers have camped out on major highways to the capital, New Delhi, to oppose the laws, India's longest-running farmer protests against the government. The measures introduced last September allow farmers to directly sell their produce outside government-regulated wholesale markets to big buyers. The government says this will unshackle farmers and help them get better prices. Farmers, however, say the legislation hurts their livelihood and leaves them with scant bargaining power against big private retailers and food processors. And former British Prime Minister Gordon Brown accused rich countries on Sunday of a, quote, moral failure by stockpiling COVID-19 doses while poor countries are struggling to get supplies. Brown, who is a United Nations special envoy, called on U.S. President Joe Biden and other Group of Seven leaders to urgently ship vaccines from warehouses in America and Europe to Africa. He said by the end of the year, the West is set to have 1 billion surplus doses, even if every European and American adult has received a booster shot and all children over 12 are injected. He also claimed the grip of rich countries on vaccine stocks was stopping the international sharing program COVAX from meeting its promise to send 2 billion vaccines to poorer countries this year. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.